The renowned folk music scholar and collector, Alan Lomax, once described bluegrass as folk music in overdrive. Certainly the origins of bluegrass can be found in traditional styles of gospel and ballad singing, blues, old time, and string band music. But it was the artistry of one man that led to the creation and development of bluegrass music in America. A Kentucky-born singer and mandolinist named Bill Monroe. I traced a little footprints in the snow. The distinctive sound of bluegrass music created by Monroe, with its characteristic instrumentation, vocal harmonies, and strict time, captivated audiences across America in the late 30s and early 40s. Bill Monroe and his bluegrass boys became overnight stars on Nashville's Grand Ole Opry, and the eventual collaboration of Bill Monroe with guitarist Lester Flatt, banjo picker Earl Scruggs, and fiddler Chubby Wise literally defined what we now regard as the classic bluegrass sound, a sound captured in this 1946 recording of Will You Be Loving Another Man?
Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I return, will you be waiting? Or will you be loving another man?
By the early 1950s, bluegrass bands were proliferating throughout the country, inspired by the work of Monroe and his bluegrass boys. But Bill Monroe had a vision and a determination to keep to the old sounds that went back hundreds of years. His songs are a conscious creation of melody, modality, and harmony that reach back to the music he heard as a child growing up in Kentucky. Perhaps no one song symbolizes the essence of bluegrass music for Bill Monroe more than Mule Skinner Blues. It's his hallmark, the song he sang for his audition at the Grand Ole Opry in 1939. 11 years later, he re-recorded it with a band that included Jimmy Martin on guitar and Vassar Clements on fiddle.
Do you need another Mule Skinner? With a black leg, we're too tall.
For more than four decades, Bill Monroe has kept his music pure. He's immortalized the high lonesome sound, combining it with a hard-driving mandolin style that characterizes bluegrass time.